I do just want to give Andrew Ingram a chance to chat to us, because we were notified yesterday by the National Sea Rescue Institute that one of their pink boys has been taken from the beach at Strand. And we've spoken before about the Pink Boy program, but it's such an important one that has saved multiple lives in the years it's been running. I really want to make time for Andrew to explain to us what's happened and what can be done. Andrew is the Drowning Prevention Manager at the National Sea Rescue Institute. Andrew Ingram, welcome again to Cape Talk. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Pippa. Thanks for having me on the show.
As we've spoken about before, those pink boys are there to be used by members of the public if they see somebody in danger or in distress at sea and there's no lifeguard around to help. We know that individuals and businesses sponsor them at a cost of about 1,500 rand. And we know that they have saved at least 80 lives since the program began back in late 2017. Andrew, what happened at Strand on Monday night?
So, Pippa, we have a beach safety camera up at Strand to monitor the beach. And NSRI works very closely with the Strand Surf Life Saving Club and the City of Cape Town lifeguards. And we use this camera to monitor beachgoers, rip currents and so on, and then to work with Cape Town and the lifeguards. To make sure that we can do as much prevention as possible. And we, when we noticed that the pink rescue boy in the view of the camera was missing, we went back in the time of the recording and we saw at 18:53 on Monday evening two young men standing right next to it, and one took it off the pole. And they stood around with it for a little while and then walked down the beach past the lifeguard hut and out of view. They took this boy off the pole an hour after lifeguards had gone off duty on an extremely dangerous beach in Cape Town. So, I mean, we were greatly saddened because previously we took all of the boys that we had at Strand down and away because they got stolen so often. Then we put two back that were in the view of this camera, and we put a notice on the boys that they were monitored by a beach safety camera. So when it disappeared, it was really, it was a terribly sad feeling. So, yeah, we used social media, and we told everybody on our social media platforms and members of the media asking please to circulate a picture that we had of the two men who took it and said, please just put it back. That's all we want.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that at 10:04 this morning, a man walked back onto the beach with a big black bag, stopped next to the pole, took out the pink boy and put it back.
That's fantastic news. Okay, I didn't know that as I started speaking to you. Andrew, what a relief. And that is exactly the outcome you hoped for, that you just wanted the thing back because it is there for a reason. And the reason is to potentially save lives at what is a very dangerous beach. Are you going to leave it there? Andrew, no questions asked. You're just happy to have it back again.
No, absolutely, Pippa. Yeah, no questions asked. We're thrilled that it's back. And in fact, what was absolutely amazing about this whole incident is the community support behind the Pink Rescue Boys, the outrage that somebody had taken it. And I just think that when we started this program in November 2017, nobody knew about it. And I think over the years, we now have like 1,100 Pink Rescue Boys out there, rivers, dams, teachers and so on. And a lot of people know about the program, and it's touched so many lives. I mean, if you know, we know of 80 lives that have been saved by a pink rescue boy. But if you think that each one of those people are in a family of four, five, six, seven, eight people, it's a lot of people we've touched. And these people were not happy that the boy had been taken. So I just think it's a proudly South African campaign. At Sea Rescue, we're very proud of it. And when communities stand behind a project like this, together we really can save so many lives. It's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic news indeed. Andrew Ingram, thank you so much for that very unexpectedly happy update on the story of the missing pink boy. Missing no longer. It's been returned to the pole it belongs to on Strand Beach, where hopefully it can be available to save lives in future. Andrew Ingram is the Drowning Prevention Manager at the NSRI. And please, if you know of individuals or corporates who are looking for a good cause to support, who have CSI budget available, it's only 1,500 Rand to sponsor the cost of the boy itself, and then the pole it hangs on and the signage that goes with it. It can be a life-changing 1,500 Rand, as you've just heard Andrew say. If you are interested, please do reach out to them on Pink Rescue Boys at crescue.org.za.